Sandwiches for Christmas. A Jock and Matt Murdock fanfic written by Marvel the V and read by 42 Do Not Panic. Summary. Matty's been different since the accident. He knows things now, like that raisins are gross. It's just one more reason why Jack's going to try extra hard to make this Christmas a good one. They'd fought about it every Christmas for as long as Jack could remember. Eggnog or chocolate milk. It was a bit of a dumb thing to fight about, but even dumb things became traditions after a while. Jack didn't have a lot of those, or at least not a lot of tradition that he stuck by. His mother, Matty's grandmother, had plenty of tradition, religious ones that Jack didn't really observe. At all, actually. He took Matty to Mass on Easter and Christmas. That pleased his mother, and Matty liked it, and Jack pretended not to notice if Maggie was there or not. She was, of course. Every time he brought Matty to Clinton Church for Mass, she was sure that she was somewhere close by, close enough to listen to Matty sing the songs or recite the prayers of the Nicene Creed, but far enough away that Jack wasn't tempted to make any kind of scene. But then, Matty lost his vision in that accident, and that first Christmas after, Jack just couldn't bring himself to take Matty to Mass. It was partly that his son didn't even ask to go this time. He was a bit of a recluse at the moment, often complaining that it was loud when he ventured outside the apartment. Jack got it. All those sounds were a bit jarring when Matty couldn't see where they were coming from. It was hard for the kid to even cross a road on his own at the moment. He was getting better with help from orientation and mobility instructors that Jack could hardly afford. Better, meaning more confidence with his cane. There was no better for Matty's eyes. It was permanent, the damage. Jack cursed himself for that every day. But the real reason Jack didn't take him to Mass that Christmas was that he was angry. He was so angry that it made him feel nauseous. He couldn't have faced Maggie like that. Partly because he told Matty she died when he was little, so he wouldn't have to know that she didn't love him, her own son. That was a bit awkward now, because Maggie didn't know he'd done that. With the best of intentions, of course, not because he hated her or wished she was dead. Matt didn't love him either anymore, her own husband, but he could take it. Matty couldn't. He especially couldn't right now. Jack was never going to tell him that his mother was alive, or that he'd left her a message after the accident, or that Maggie had refused to visit him in the hospital. Matty was blind, and she didn't care, and Jack despised her for it. So this Christmas, he wasn't taking Matty to Mass. If he was being a little spiteful and punishing Maggie for being cold and unfeeling, he wasn't going to feel bad about it. Matty was all that mattered. Jack wanted to make it a good Christmas for him, a special one. He just didn't quite know how he was going to manage it. Matty was getting picky lately, borderline fussy with his food. He'd never been that way before, but he was now. He wouldn't eat hot dogs anymore because he didn't like how they smelled. It was the same with fish, with seafood of any kind. Jack could kiss his bagels topped with cream cheese and smoked salmon goodbye. Matty knew when bread or even cookies were stale without even trying them first, and if the chicken had sat out for even a minute too long, Matty knew. "It smells different," he'd say, and that would be it. He wouldn't touch it. But the only thing Matty liked these days that Jack knew how to make was sandwiches, only if the bread was fresh and the deli meat was properly salted and cured. Matty knew. He always knew. What Jack didn't know was whether he should try to do the thing properly and get some turkey and roast veggies to cook, or if he should just do turkey sandwiches and get something for dessert that he knew Matty liked, like cheesecake, rather than watching him pick out every last raisin from the store-bought fruitcake. God, that had made Jack laugh. Matty couldn't see a raisin, but if he tried to sneak one into his food, he'd give you hell for it. Jack couldn't sneak anything past him these days, not even a bit of basil or sage into his pasta, because Matty would sit there and pick out every last bit. Jack supposed he should tell him to quit being fuzzy and just eat his food, but he was too entertained by it to criticize his boy. Of course, the price of groceries being what they were, there may come a time when he'd regret not pulling him up on it. He glanced at Matty, who sat at the kitchen table with one of his braille books, his fingers skimming the rows of raised cells. He was getting quicker now, learning fast, his tutor said so. Jack had quit trying to get Matty to go to school. The noise of the classroom was too much for him at the moment, so he'd given in and hired a private tutor. He kept doing that lately, giving in to Matty. Maybe he shouldn't. Maybe he should be some kind of parent. It was just different now. He wasn't hard on Matty because life already was. Matty didn't need him in his ear criticizing. He figured the private lessons weren't hurting him, even if Jack's saving account was a little worse for wear. If it helped Matty, it wasn't a bad thing. There had to be a line with that, some kind of stopping point, but so far he hadn't found it. "Hey, Matty," he called across the kitchen. Matty raised his head. "Yeah, Dad?" "What do you want to eat?" asked Jack, smiling at him. "Sandwiches," Matty replied with a sigh, returning his attention to his book. Jack frowned. "I meant for Christmas." "Oh," was all Matty had to say to that. His expression was pensive. Jack could read that much in his face. He could read a lot more in the fact that Matty didn't jump up excitedly at the mere mention of Christmas. Some of the fun had gone out of it for him. There'd be no Christmas light displays this year, or Christmas cards to write, not that Matty knew many people to send them to anyway. It would be just another reminder of what Matty lost that day. Not just his sight, but so many things his sight let him enjoy. "Do you want sandwiches for Christmas, Matty?" asked Jack when his son didn't venture any suggestion. "We can do that, you know? It's not a problem." Matty frowned. "What about you?" "I like sandwiches just fine," said Jack, willing to sacrifice roast turkey and gravy for Matty. "Okay, sandwiches, please," Matty requested, and Jack smiled. He scribbled the request on a piece of paper, not because he wouldn't remember, but because it made it seem official. The Murdochs were having sandwiches this Christmas, and they weren't going to apologize for it. Jack would have sandwiches every day for the rest of his life if it made Matty happy. That was just what you did when you loved your son. You gave up on what you wanted. "What about dessert? Is cheesecake okay? Or I can get you another fruitcake?" Jack offered teasingly, laughing when Matty pulled a face. "Cheesecake it is. It's not very traditional, but..." "But it tastes good," said Hamad as Jack hummed in agreement. "Yeah," he said, smiling to himself. He jotted cheesecake down too. It was shaping up to be a pretty simple, non-traditional Christmas, and he kind of liked it that way, just doing whatever the hell he and Matty felt like, rather than trying to please anybody else. He pushed Maggie firmly to the back of his mind and concentrated on his list instead. "Chocolate milk again this year?" he asked, his pen poised above the paper. Matty shrugged. "I don't know." Jack frowned. "We always want chocolate milk." "It tastes different," said Matty with a doubtful shake of his head. Jack just looked at him for a long moment. Matty actually seemed upset by that, as any kind would be, having chocolate milk ruined, possibly forever. He sighed, not knowing what to say to him or how to make it better. Matty's taste buds had changed since the accident. Jack didn't understand the how or why of it, but they had. Matty wasn't being fuzzy on purpose. He needed understanding, not criticism, and Jack could give him that. "Do you want to try chocolate milk this year instead?" Jack suggested quietly. "Or eggnog?" Matty frowned. "With the rum?" "No, God no!" Jack exclaimed, appalled by the very idea. "What kind of father do you think I am?" Matty sighed and propped an elbow on the table, resting his chin on his hand. "A good one." "Yeah?" Jack rasped, clearing his throat when his voice came out hoarse. "Yeah, but you'd be a better boxer if you stopped smoking," said Matt, with such certainty that Jack froze. His jaw dropped, and so did his pen. He didn't think Matty knew about that. He was careful, right? He had a smoke, or 12, when things got to be too much, but he never came home smelling like it. He was careful to cover it with cologne or deodorant every time. It didn't matter. Matty knew. Jack sighed, and then told the bold-faced lie. "I don't smoke, Matty." Matt smirked. "I can tell when you're lying, and I can smell it." Jack gave in. "Yeah, okay. No more smokes, Matty. Where'd we land on the eggnog?" "I'll try it," said Matt with a smug little smile. Jack grinned. "That's my boy." And yeah, okay, maybe he gave in to Matty a lot, but the kid had been dealt a rough hand, and Jack was never going to apologize for dealing him a few aces. Matty deserved it. He deserved everything he could possibly give him.